Let's go around the NFL with Fred Landry and Lopez. You are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right. Final hour of the show today on a Monday. Solid performance by you loopholes today, if I don't say so myself. Much better way to start off the week. So shout out to all you guys. Much better way to start. I'll tell you what, today's think tank was better than any think tank from last week.
You think so?
Absolutely. I don't think it's a stretch. I do not think that's a stretch. All right, so your Texans lose yesterday. Surprise, surprise, in case you guys didn't know, they lose yesterday 24-21 in a game that they did not look good at all offensively. Still only lose by 3 points. And listen, you guys know I've been very critical of one Jadeveon Clowney, but let's not pin that loss on him. Didn't help, but that was far from the only reason why this team dropped yesterday. So they dropped to the Colts 24-21. The Patriots, who are the number two team in the AFC right now, they lost to the Dolphins on a miraculous hook and ladder, and apparently there's now this scuttlebutt about whether it's called a hook and ladder or a hook and lateral.
It's always, since the beginning of football time,
been called a hook and ladder,
right? People, because it's a hook and lateral, but some coach way back in the day, for the sake of making maybe just a play call, called it the hook and ladder. Where did this come from, lateral? It's the hook and ladder.
Because everything has to be, because everybody has to be outraged about something now. Everybody has to have it exactly the right way.
Guy has to be out there.
That's it. So the Patriots lose yesterday 34-33 in spectacular fashion. And, of course, unfortunately, the Texans weren't able to pounce on that and take advantage of it. And then, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs, hard-hitting good times. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs, for all you Kansas City people out there, you remember that from back in the day. On my Price Chopper fans, they win yesterday 27-24. Made this game a lot closer than it needed to be, and Patrick Mahomes just did Patrick Mahomes type things yesterday.
You know, let me ask Landry this, because I saw him at Texas Tech, Landry, a little bit, Pat Mahomes, but not like you did, because you follow the Big 12 so closely. Did he have this cool, this composure at Tech?
No.
He's such a composed guy now. And to be able to, and the reason I'm saying this is if you didn't see, he had literally, not figuratively, literally had a no-look completion for about 20 yards.
I mean, I don't.
And in the midst of a game going that fast, we always talk about how fast the game is. With a guy going across, he was running a crossing route. He's looking to his right, literally throws a no look pass on the button. To me, that's not just like a highlight moment. It's a reflection of how composed he is as a quarterback.
Well, I mean, and I don't claim to follow Big 12 as much as Landry does, but I mean, I don't think he just got composed when he got in the NFL. Not forget, this dude threw for 700 yards in a game.
But he was never in situations like this, man. The team sucks.
So, I mean,
so you can't say he's handling the situations, but I think, you know, a lot of time he's just never been in this situation. So
that's kind of my point.
I don't think he became composed, but he's in more position to where he can.
Or is he just actually showcasing what he's always had? We just never saw it at Texas Tech. Exactly. Because let's call it what it is. The coach isn't there anymore, and I think that's not a coincidence. So, no, that dude.
But I mean, he's you know, everybody talks about the cool that Deshaun Watson has, and I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm saying, but Patrick Mahomes has that in spades.
In spades. Here's the difference between Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. First of all, Deshaun Watson does not have an offensive genius at the helm.
Or the arm strength. He's got a good arm. I'm not saying he doesn't.
I don't even think arm strength. Like I said, Pat Mahomes is in a different category. I mean, he's Farvian in the way he throws the football, and Aaron Rodgers light in the way he's got probably a better arm than Aaron Rodgers does. But he's got a true offensive innovator calling plays.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Because and somebody texted this in earlier in the show. I'm not saying. I mean, I don't know that he'd be putting up quite the same numbers as Pat Mahomes. But if you put Deshaun Watson in that Kansas City offense with Kelce, with Tyreek Hill,
mm-hmm.
he'd be putting up stupid numbers, and we wouldn't be questioning. I don't know that he'd be holding on to the ball because that. See, to me, one of the biggest mistakes that the Texans have made with Deshaun Watson is that they have yet to embrace what
he did so well in college.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Think that's the thing. That's the difference in what Andy Reid has done and I'll tell you what, that's the difference in what Sean McVay has done with Jared Goff. It's what Andy Reid's done with Pat Mahomes, is they've taken elements of what worked. I mean, he sat down with him and said, what plays did you like in college? And then he took those, you know, kind of, you know, massaged them a little bit, made them NFL-ish, and guess what? Now he's having a phenomenal year.
No.
Surely B.O.B.'s done that, though, right, Fred?
I think
if he has, we haven't seen it.
I think he's done that, but I don't think he's capable of like consistently getting out of his routine.
He did it last year.
His habit.
Yeah,
he did it last year.
But he was also, you know, it came so suddenly. You know, he wasn't the starter in training camp or to start the year. Deshaun Watson just starts going crazy, and Bill O'Brien's riding high and all that. Then he gets hurt.
Remember this offseason, and this was a big talking point when Bill O'Brien or somebody said from the front office that they were going to change the offense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah. Was it for the better or the worse?
Well, they didn't really change it.
Well, that's what, the problem. Exactly. That's what John McClain said. That was all just more smoke and mirrors than anything else. Yeah. They really didn't do a whole lot to change it. I think they did in the sense that I think they did take some of the college type plays that he excelled so well in and took them out. And mm-hmm. and again, like I said, and you can say, well, the personnel's different. Yeah, I get it to an extent. But let's not pretend he's throwing to Joe Bag of Donuts. I mean, you've got DeAndre Hopkins, who's the best wide receiver for my dollar in the NFL. So I feel like this team has to get more creative. I get it. He's run two tight end sets his whole career and all that, and it's worked to an extent, but at the same time, you know, you don't have a Gronkowski at tight end. You didn't have a Julian Edelman at wide receiver. And again, I go back to the simple fact that is it seriously where unless you have and listen, if there's anybody who's salivating right now over these last few games offensively, mm-hmm. it's Will Fuller's agent.
Yeah.
Because all you got to now, granted, you need him to stay healthy, considering that this guy's got actually regressed game wise from his rookie year, playing what 15, 10, and 7 now in consecutive years.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if I'm Brian Gayne, you better go out and get another one of those.
You know you need him.
You better go out and get another Will Fuller, at least a guy that can run. Because, again, as far as catching, you can teach a guy how to catch, because obviously mm-hmm. they've done that with Will Fuller. But this team literally is hamstrung, pun intended, when you don't have somebody to take the, quote-unquote, top off the defense.
There's a lot of things to like about this team and the direction they're going and the leadership and the way that they're heading. But I thought it was interesting, Lopez, last week that you just said, you know, with 100% certainty, Bill O'Brien has become a good NFL head coach.
Yeah.
And I never co-signed that. I never repeated it because there have been mediocre coaches that have had good years. Marvin Lewis and Jason Garrett
isn't good
both
and
have
mediocre
coaching
the same?
Year trophies. I don't know.
No.
But I'm just
to
saying.
To me, it is.
No, because if I call you good, then if I call you a mediocre radio host, are you okay
no,
with that?
No, but I think that's the perception. But I think in terms of like literally good and mediocre is the same. I think there's a connotation with mediocre that is.
If I called you a mediocre writer, would you be okay with that?
Right. I think that the connotation is that that's insulting. But I think literally mediocre and good are the same thing.
Okay. So again, answer my question. If I called you a mediocre writer, would you be okay with that?
Mediocre and good are not the same thing, Lopez.
What's good?
Good is above mediocre.
How?
Good.
To how many degrees? Good and mediocre literally are the same thing, but Fred
is
right.
Mediocre
I would
average.
Be insulted.
Exactly.
What is mediocre?
Average. It's average. But good is better
good
than
mediocre.
Good, is you're better than average.
The
right?
connotation I would be insulting to me if you call me a mediocre writer.
Yeah.
But I think good and mediocre literally are the same thing.
Let me just say this because I agree with everything that Fred's saying, and I agree with everything that you're saying. And you know, mm-hmm. DeAndre Carter and Kiki Kuti look very important. Will Fuller looks very important. But in this league, in the NFL, it's very, very rare that your most impactful injuries are going to be a fourth-round pick in Kiki Kuti and Will Fuller who can't stay healthy. We saw it last season. It was 100 times worse. Most teams around the league have worse injuries than that. If there is such a small room for error and margin for error with a B.O.B. team to where if you lose one guy, that is a major, major, major problem. The Chargers don't have Melvin Gordon for a little bit, and they're still clicking. There's teams that are going to lose guys all the time. If the margin for error is that low, that's a problem.
No, I'm with you 100%. I mean, hell, the Patriots started four games without Julian Edelman, right? And started at what, 3-1? Or I guess
you got to have either more versatile players or better depth. Or
and it's hard, you just got to adjust. You got to adjust your personnel.
That's it. To me, that's it. I mean, listen, if you start losing guys in droves, that's one thing, all right? I mean, listen, if this offense got stagnant because you didn't have D-Hop, then I would be understandable but with that. But like you said, Kiki Kuti, I don't even consider him a member of this football team right now considering how little he's played. I get it. You lost Will Fuller. But you've done such a piss-poor job of integrating Demaryius Thomas into the thing. You've done such a piss-poor job of integrating your tight ends into the game. I mean, again, you had those guys went for a 11 catches for 140 yards this week, yesterday, for what those guys were able to bring to the table. So you've got guys that can do certain things. It's just this lack of creativity because, you know, it's like literally you're banging your head up against the wall if you're B.O.B. in the sense that, we can't run the ball, so I guess we're just going to have to live with it. Mm-hmm. No. When you can't run the ball, that's when you move the pocket. That's when you move some guys around. And I get it. You haven't played D-Hop a lot in the slot. But guess what? The Giants sure didn't have a problem putting ODB in the slot. And guess how that turned out?
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. Okay?
That's true.
So that's what I'm saying. Do something different. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I've been saying this all year. Part of the reason why this offense gets stagnant at times is because it's just B.O.B. doing his own thing. And I get it. He's got Tim Kelly and Sean Ryan helping him out. But here's the reality of it, okay? I'm not sure how much freedom those guys have to throw in ideas or to make changes to the offense because it's not a coincidence that when Doug Peterson loses Joe DiFilippo, whatever the hell his name is, the dude that's over in Minnesota right now,
right.
And then you lose Frank Reich, That Eagle offense is not the same. It's a totally different group. Why? Because you don't have that same brain trust running plays and coming up with offensive game plans, right?
Let's just look at the Chiefs. And I'll bring it to the Chiefs right now. They just lost an all-pro caliber running back. Like, if we're sitting here saying that Will Fuller or DeAndre Carter or Kiki Kuti are important to the Texans offense, what the hell was Kareem Hunt for the Chiefs?
Yeah,
right.
What exactly was Kareem Hunt with the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
This is about as healthy as you can be at this point in the season. We're 14 weeks into the season. The Texans have been pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear about Will Fuller. I don't want to hear about Kiki Kuti. Adjust. There's a reason that the Titans beat you with Blaine Gabbert and two starting offensive linemen out. They adjusted. Mike Vrabel adjusted. Just adjust. I don't want to hear about how important these receivers are because there are other teams dealing with way, way worse injuries.
If I'm Bill O'Brien, and maybe you do it for the rest of the season, but I'm telling you right now, I've got number four. I've got a transcendent talent at quarterback. He's the best quarterback not named Tom Brady I've ever played with, and physically he's better than Tom Brady. Put the game in his hands. Draw up plays that are going to give him the best possibility. What do we hear all the time from professional coaches? It's my job, and Kubiak used to say this week in, week out. Mm-hmm. I got to put my guys in the best position to succeed. Well, guess what? Right now, B.O.B. with that ramshackle offense is not putting Deshaun Watson in the best position
to
succeed.
Don't hold your breath. I mean, it's just, at this point.
Tell you what, if they get lumped up in the playoffs, which I think is going to happen after what we saw yesterday, he's going to have no choice but to change.
Playoffs.
Speaking of which, we haven't even mentioned this. It's not that big a deal with 3 weeks left, but playoff picture today, Chiefs number one. And the only team officially locked,
from the AFC.
Clinched. Patriots with the number two seed in the bye. It would be Ravens at Texans and Chargers at Steelers if it happens
today.
There
you go. Tell you what,
I'll sign up for that.
Ravens game is no punk. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a trip inside the locker room. Landry, why don't you give me a little taste of what y'all are going to get?
Did J.D. Clowney act unprofessional yesterday? And Deshaun Watson, I'm sorry. Andrew Luck's the best quarterback in this division.